Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Cecil B. Pigmented, and I'll be your moderator this evening. My motley band of SLA outlaws has taken over this little corporate love fest masquerading as a debate. Regis moderating this debate, I thought he was supposed to. Shut up! Your daddy ain't running this gig. I'll let you know when you need to speak. We of the symbolic linguistic artists know that words have meanings unless they're coming out of the mouths of politicians whose primary activities seem to consist of purposely subverting the king's beautiful English. We take words seriously. To get some slightly less crooked talk out of these couple of worthless bastards, we have Petty Harris here to administer George W. Bush and Al Gore each shots of truth serum.
Uh-oh. Tipper, mommy, oh, help me. Ouch. Ouch, I say spontaneously.
Hey, who pulled your chain there, little Lord Fauntleroy? So, Petty, glad to have you back.
Glad to be back. Being rich is great, but those puny rich guys could never be as hot as the women of SLA.
So should we call you Petty or Tanya?
I'm afraid that crazy hardened bitch ruined that name. I'll stick with Petty.
All right, give Bush his shot, too.
All right, W. Now be a brave little man.
Ouch.
All right. Now, having been administered truth serum, you will both have to speak truth. And if you still manage to lie, I'm especially talking to you there, Gore. Petty will be standing behind you with a cattle prod.
Don't make me use this. Oh, Daddy, I'm in trouble. Can I leave now?
All right. The format for this evening is that I'm asking the damn questions, and you two give me straight answers, or I turn the rich lesbo loose on you. First question is for Gore. What the hell is your problem? Are you a damned robot freak or what?
I am capable of talking normally, but it is my hope that acting like a prissy little queer will distract people from my total inability to tell the truth. I make up 3 flat-out lies a minute every time I speak in public. I lie in my sleep. I wouldn't know the truth at this point if it came up and bit me in the ass. Please don't hurt me.
Good. Now this is starting to sound like a real straight talk express. Don't worry, Al, you're doing fine. If you're real good, maybe we'll send you home with Petty and her girlfriend, though I'm afraid they'd ruin you for Tipper. Ha-ha there, Al Gore man. Oh, your turn is coming up next, blow for brains. And just what is your problem? Are you dyslexic or retarded or what?
No, straightforward I can talk, but afraid I am that people will see that a cheap milquetoast socialist Democrat I am if I do. What kind of Republican wants to put the president as the national superintendent of schools? A huge new federal prescription drug entitlement, what kind of conservative would support?
So you're not a retard?
No. Kidding, are you? Compared to Al Gore, a genius I am. Mark McGuire's batting averages I could better quote to you the names of European Parliament members, but I have enough brains not to tell big, fat, provable lies every 5 minutes.
Mr. Gore, I'll thank you for withholding the exasperated sighs while someone else is talking.
I mean, how stupid do you have to be to play out tender memories of mommy singing baby to sleep with Look for the Union Label when not until he was 27 years old was it written?
We should be discussing the issues that are important to the American people, not engaging in the politics of personal destruction.
Oh, yeah, that's very convenient there, Mr. No Controlling Legal Authority.
We need to get back to the important issues of America, like helping the poor, stupid black people who can't help themselves. I remember back when Daddy and I sponsored the Voting Rights Act. Ow!
Liar. Hit him with the prod there.
Ouch! Ouch!
Petty, hit him with another shot of the serum.
Ouch!
You were just a teenager at the time of the Voting Rights Act, and your daddy voted against it. How do you manage to lie like that with truth serum in you?
Oh, the juice is really hitting me now. I guess I've just been lying so much for so long that I can't tell lies from truth half the time.
Okay there, frat boy, your turn. Your dad and your running mate personally ordered and oversaw the killing of maybe 100,000 helpless Iraqis during the Gulf War. They carpet-bombed miles and miles of helpless teenage conscriptees, many of them without shoes or ammunition. They were clearly no substantial threat. Why shouldn't they stand trial for war crimes, for like genocide mass murder? A killing full-fledged people, it is not like they were. But I thought you were a new type of Republican who likes minority groups. Well, yes, but only minority groups whose significant voting blocks in American elections represent. Black people and Mexicans, good. Muslims don't count. Besides, they don't feel pain the way that we do. Besides, Clinton and Gore have several times as many innocent Iraqis killed with years of sanctions that they have continued. Mr. Gore, I'm warning you. Do you think that these childish noises are proving some point? This is extremely rude. If he weren't as fictional as your biography, I'd find Hannibal Lecter and turn him loose on you.
But, teacher, I should be class president. I am obviously smarter and care more than anybody else besides. Why aren't we even having an election?
Smirking, how was it that I was the one accused of?
Okay, I have to give you the point there, W.
Ouch!
I warned you. Put the prod to him a few times there.
Ouch! Ouch! I'm being mistreated just like Jesus back when we wrote the Sermon on the Mount together. Ouch! Stop it! Ouch!
As for you, W, what a wuss bag. Any real Texan would have knocked up some bitch in the kisser a long time ago for being so rude. All right, enough, Petty. Enough. Okay, we have time for one more question before the witching hour. Okay, obviously, all these detailed projected budget numbers you both talk up will inevitably get totally revamped based on what actually happens years down the line and who ends up in Congress. Much more important is your governing philosophy, the principles that guide your political decisions. What are your guiding principles?
Okay, me first. One, I am the smartest person in the world and can run your life better than you can. Also, two, from each according to ability, each according to need.
All right. And your principles, Mr. Bush?
Whatever Daddy says that Jesus said, my main principle is.
What about the from each according to ability, to each according to need part?
Sure, I'll support that.
That is, of course, the basic maxim of Karl Marx's communist philosophy.
If that's what the people are voting for, I'll support it.
Well, there you have it, folks. There are other candidates on the ballot. You could vote for Libertarian Harry Brown, or Ralph Nader, or even Pat Buchanan. But if you select either of these two jerks, you deserve what you get. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, that's it. I'm done with you. Petty, do your worst.
Ouch! Ouch! Stop it! What'd I do? Ow! Oh. Yeah. Ow!